Dark Stories, the podcast. Season 1. Coal River, True Crime. Opening an intimate window on the raw violence, resilience, humour and dumb luck characterising the crime stories from colonial Newcastle. Season 1. Shakespeare's eponymous character tells us in Hamlet, "There is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so." While it's another example of his obsessive existential musing, it also asks us, the audience, to consider the divide between thinking about committing murder and performing the act. Like some film noir private investigator, Shakespeare's tragic hero spends much of the play talking to himself, making it a very modern, psychological examination of why and how human beings behave like they do.
In today's 21st century true crime narratives, the intricacies and flaws of individual human nature are essential to audiences understanding the unspeakable. On one level, we accept monstrous serial killers or irredeemable criminal acts as predetermined. Certain criminals are considered evil from birth. They are born to kill. Beyond these extremes, true crime takes to many other places where, to quote Luc Sont, "violence, misery, chicanery, and insanity exist in a continuum that spans history." True crime helps fulfill our fascination with what makes us tick as social animals. It is cathartic, our walk on the wild side, allowing us to recognize moral and social boundaries while vicariously empathizing with its innocent victims.
The fascination with our deviant side goes some way to understanding crime and murder as entertainment. Universally, we consume it in newspapers, books, television, film, and the digital. In the US today, every second retired detective has a truckload of extraordinary crimes waiting to be shared. Britain's long, intimate history with true and fictional crime, the contemporary ghost-written convict memoir is now an established subgenre of its own in the late 20th century. The following stories consider murder and crime as random social acts committed by people we might consider being much like ourselves. They are contained within the colonial history of a tough, working city, Newcastle, Australia.
Directly off the coast of Newcastle is the modest but iconic Nobby's Head. Now connected to the mainland by a breakwall and half its original height after an aborted 1850s plan to blow it up, it sits like some misplaced medieval fort or overbaked pudding. For the original Awarbakal locals, the island of Nobby's, Weebe Gamba, was a jail with one inmate. The story goes that high in the Hunter Valley, a lustful giant kangaroo once raped a female wallaby. He was chased by a posse of wallabies to the coast and, with nowhere to go, jumped into the ocean, swimming to the island under the cover of a thick, low mist. There he dug into the rock to hide himself from judgment. In a prison of his own making, he would jump up and down angrily to warn anyone that came too close.
As pragmatic mythology, the giant kangaroo's jumping explains the frequent quake tremors Newcastle and the Hunter Valley experiences. But it also symbolically prefigures the arrival of Europeans around 1800, when Newcastle's colonial life began as a secondary penal outstation for Irish rebels and other reoffending convicts.
After becoming a free town in 1824, but one still heavily dependent on quasi-slave convict labour, the town replaced the bush hunting grounds of indigenous tribes with a sprawl of coal mine villages, their population firmed by immigrant British labour. By 1900, Newcastle was one of the world's most productive coal ports, deemed coalopolis in the hyperbolic language of the age.
The crimes presented in these podcasts reflect this evolution. After the penal outstation and convict barracks were dismantled, the coal villages became discernibly domestic, working-class places. Crime regularly involved people who knew each other. As industrialization transformed connectivity around the globe, Newcastle's harbour precinct became a transient node for its cosmopolitan community of sailors and traders, who mixed with local Shanghaiers, prostitutes, dealers and shysters. A black market could get you most things for a price. Ports like Newcastle were notorious escape points for criminals on the run. This was a world before the forensic use of fingerprinting, photography, and ballistics, before integrated communications using Morse code and the telegraph, and before Bertillon's anthropometry identification technique transformed policing by linking criminals to their own history.
With all this in mind, the following stories are historiographical snippets of crime and place. They examine the imperfections and conflicts that Hamlet suggests makes us human, while asking the listener to consider crime in terms of physical environments. Are towns and cities a unique confluence of mercantile, spiritual, physical, legal, and psychogeographical parts, influencing how things go wrong?
Thank you for listening. This Dark Stories podcast has been narrated by David
and Elizabeth.
Please proceed to the next episode for our first case file in our opening season. It'd be a crime to miss out.